Over the weekend, tensions escalated between the White House and Canada over the looming trade war. On Twitter, President Trump called Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau dishonest and weak. That came after Trudeau promised to stick with the plan to apply retaliatory tariffs to some U.S. products.
I have made it very clear to the president that it is not something we relish doing, but it is something that we absolutely will do, because Canadians were polite, were reasonable, but we also will not be pushed around.
Washington Congressman Dave Reichert chairs the House Subcommittee on Trade. He told KUOW's Kim Malcolm that Trump's tariffs are a bad idea.
It has put the United States as the bad boy on the block, the bully on the block, rather than China. So now, as you've probably seen, the EU, the UK, Canada, Mexico, Japan, others, they're sort of gathering each other together to battle what they see as the bad actor, United States, versus us having a unilateral effort with all of our friends, the countries that I just named, to address the bad actions of China. So I just think it's the wrong way to go about this. I understand what he wants to accomplish, but I just think it's the wrong direction to go.
And you think it could hurt the country, and in particular, Washington State?
Well, no, absolutely. I think our ag community in Washington State will be especially hurt. Cherries, for example, 20% tariff in Mexico. And Canada's come out with a list that's going to affect products across the country and in Washington State. And for us in Washington, could be a potentially very extreme effect on our economy, because we are the most trade-dependent state in the country.
When you've been talking with your constituents, I'm wondering if there's, and they lay out what the potential problems are that they're trying to anticipate and head off. Is there a particular scenario that they really care about and that strikes you as being really potentially troubling?
They have seen an increase in their paychecks as a result of tax reform. They've seen some positive impacts to businesses where bonuses are being offered to employees. The economy seems to be moving along. The unemployment rate has gone down. And I think one of the biggest concerns here is that all of those gains will be reversed. We're in the middle of negotiating NAFTA, and what do? We slap tariffs on Canada and Mexico. So that doesn't make a lot of sense to me when you're trying to create a friendship and a partnership through trade.
Congressman, some Republicans in the Senate are pushing legislation that would allow Congress to block these tariffs. What are you and your House colleagues prepared to do?
We have actually, the chairman and I, Chairman Brady, the full chairman of the Ways and Means Committee, and I chair the Trade Subcommittee, as you may know, the two of us have initiated two letters which generated signatures from 110 and 108 members in Congress that are specific to the concerns that we're talking about today, saying that, look, if you continue forward on this, we are 110 Republicans, so members of your party are saying you may not have our vote if you continue down this road. And we didn't believe that we could dissuade the president and the administration from moving forward with the tariffs, but we did feel like we might be able to at least convince them that there should be an exclusion process, not only for countries, but also for businesses, large and small. And that advice was accepted and was implemented. And so now we have a process where countries can apply for exclusion, and also businesses can go online with the Department of Commerce and request an exclusion to the tariff issue.
That was Congressman Dave Reichert talking with KUOW's Kim Malcolm. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau says the retaliatory tariffs against the U.S. will kick in on July the 1st.